Hey everybody, this is Roy Richardson, the Tech Turtle Maker, and it's the Tech Turtle Maker Christmas special, and it wouldn't be Christmas if we weren't having technical difficulties. So my guest is having some crazy stuff happen, and they are unable to join. So, let's do this. I was going to say, BGG, Dagan, you want to join on, jump in and fill in for him? If you do, let me know, I'll send you a link. All right, so tonight we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a trivia contest for a prize. We're going to talk about some of my favorite movies. We're going to talk about some of my favorite Christmas songs. We're going to make this happen tonight. It's going to be amazing. And if my guest comes along and can join the ride, then we'll do it. So I'm going to go kill Zoom off so it doesn't cause problems. And yeah, there we go. Bye-bye, Zoom. Bye, Zoom. I love you, but you're causing trouble. So anyway, yes, I'm an army of one right now. We're going to make this happen. All right, so let's get started. Ta-da, let's find, all right. Ta-da. So let's go. We're going to talk about my top 10 favorite Christmas songs. And let's go. Ta-da. All right. So, my top 10 favorite Christmas songs are The 12 Days of Christmas. So, this song has been around like forever. I mean, ever and ever and ever. And last year, if you go on Google, don't go right now, go on YouTube and look for The 13 Days of Christmas. You can actually search my Tech Trollmaker channel and find The 13 Days of Christmas. We had a blast. A lot of my streaming friends and I went and created a video called The 13 Days of Christmas. You have to watch it to find out why it's 13 days, but it's really cool. Number 9, Silent Night. So when I was a little kid, I used to sing in the choir, and I used to sing solo. I don't remember if I actually sang well. I have this fear as an adult that maybe I secretly sang like Alfalfa from The Little Rascals, and people just humored me. I have no idea if I really could sing, but I loved Silent Night. Away in a Manger, I also used to sing that also when I was in choir and singing solo. So I love Away in a Manger. Sad part is, as an adult, I can't sing anymore. And then I can listen to Charlie Brown Christmas over and over and over and pretty much any time of the year. Now, while I'm telling you my top Christmas songs, what is your favorite Christmas song? You can tell me your top 10 if you want. But at a minimum, I want to know what your favorite Christmas song is. So put that in the chat. I really want to see what you say. Number 6, Burl Ives, Holly Jolly Christmas. I mean, I love that song. I love his Frosty the Snowman also. But Holly Jolly Christmas, I just love it. Little Drummer Boy is really good too. But Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives is just required listening for me every Christmas. And then, I don't know if I'm going to get away with this or not. It used to be the Eagles would get upset if you put images or anything related to them. Song lyrics, they used to do takedown notices for the craziest of things. And so, Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles, though, is my number 5 favorite Christmas song. And then, Carol of the Bells. So, I love any version. Pentatonix has a really good version of this as well. But I just love Carol of the Bells. It's just such a really cool. Anyway, enough in case I get it right. Then number 3, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. So I love this version of the song. It's just such a good song. Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra, one of those two have a really good version too. But Andy Williams is the best. The Little Drummer Boy. So this one's really funny. So, you know, Bing Crosby was doing a TV a Christmas special. And they mentioned to him about this new guy named David Bowie. He didn't know who David Bowie was. But David Bowie showed up. But he insisted on writing his own additional lyrics to go for the Little Drummer Boy. So, you know, in order to get him to do it, they agreed. And he did it. And it's just a fantastic version. Fantastic version of the song. So, and then my number 1 song for Christmas is any song, any Christmas song not sung by Mariah Carey. So that's it. Everything else, if Mariah Carey's not singing it, it's my favorite Christmas song. Oh, okay. I'm kidding. My real number 1 song is White Christmas by Bing Crosby. I have yet in my entire life to have a white Christmas where I live because it's just hot. We have three seasons, maybe. We have, like, you know, a spring-summer mix that really, you know, it's spring, fall-like, and then summer's here for a long time, and then fall happens, and then we have about 3 weeks of something that's almost winter. I mean, for example, the low today was like 40. So that's as close as we get. We've had a couple freezing days. I probably had to defrost the windshield twice, maybe. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, White Christmas is my favorite Christmas song. So, let's go see us out there in the chat, y'all. Let's go see. Where is all my winders? I got so many winders up right now. It's crazy. Where's my chat? Dun, dun, dun. Comments, reactions. There we go. It went a little crazy there. All right. You know, Ram said content creators. Yeah, White Christmas. I am with you. White Christmas. Yep. So, hello, happy holidays. Yeah, Dagan, yes, it's okay. These things happen. So, Sammy Superstar. Yep. And hey, honestly, I want to, you know, meet you because you seem pretty cool. Pepper Tree Villa. Merry Christmas. Yes, Merry Christmas. Dagan, I asked Dagan, because my guest is we couldn't get my guest connected. So I'm really sad because I was actually hoping he might play the trumpet for us and play a Christmas song. It was, you know, yeah, what are you going to do, right? Carol the Bells. Yeah, Carol the Bells. I love that song. It is such an amazing song. And then Ken says White Christmas. Todd, Christmas Clatter, how you doing, sir? He had a special where he talked about the top 10 Christmas songs based on, like, plays. So, yes, Mariah Carey's in there, I know. Don't really have any favorite songs, but have a favorite movie. We'll get to that next, Dagan. You can tell us what your favorite movie is. Carol the Bell. Oh, yeah. I have heard that version of Carol the Bells by the Barlow Girls. Barlow Girl, yep. Pepper Tree Villa says, hey. Hey, Todd. PTV. He asked Todd to come on the stream. Hey, Todd, if you're not busy, I could send you a link. You could join my stream right now. I am winging it. Okay. I do like Mariah Carey. I just don't think she should be the Queen of Christmas. That's a personal opinion. It's just how I feel. They play that song too much, and that's what happens. When you play a song too much, I don't want to hear anymore. But there are songs that you can play too much, and I still love them. But Mariah Carey's not it, unfortunately. Yeah, it's hot in Australia, too. We never have snow here. Christmas is our summer. I know. I want to come to Australia. I've never been there. I want to go. But I would love to celebrate Christmas in Australia one time, to just go to the beach. I mean, I hear about, you know, hey, we go to the beach to celebrate Christmas. Hey, Florence, how you doing? All right, Todd, hang on. We're gonna make this a thing. So... I'm going to send it to you through Instagram, because that's how we send messages these days. This is Clatter. All right. All right. I sent you a link, Todd. So you're out there now. All right. So we'll go back to the show. All right. Let's see. I'm sick. I hear her so much. I'm sick of her music. I know that's me. I mean, she has other songs. I do like them. She has an incredible voice. heard. Yes, 100%. Yep. So White Christmas by Bing Crosby is my favorite Christmas song of all time. I just love putting on classic Christmas songs and just listening to them. I hate that the season feels so short, you know? And so, yeah, you do what you do. All right, so next, I want to talk about my top 10 favorite movies. So I want to hear what yours are as well. So be sure to tell me what they are. And da-da. Play from the start. All right, here we go. Let's find my sharing, because suddenly it went south on me. There we go. All right. So, my top 10 favorite Christmas movies. I've made some changes this year. I have made some changes. For one thing, I had to cheat and add a number 11. You know, I like Hallmark Christmas movies. I have to admit, I do. And if you think lesser of me, then you just have to live with that. And I do too. But my number 11 favorite Christmas movie is The 12 Dates of Christmas. So you may not know this, but I am a huge fan of Groundhog Day. When February 2nd happens every year, I take Groundhog Day off and I watch Groundhog Day the movie with Bill Murray. And The 12 Dates of Christmas borrows from Groundhog Day. It's a very cute movie. I can watch it twice a season. That's probably the most, you know, and I wasn't a big fan of Saved by the Bell. But anyway, but the movie is really good. And it's got some cringe moments, like, why did you make that choice? But anyway, but I love watching it. And not to spoil it, but this basically, she's reliving every day. And so she's kind of stuck in this moment. And then finally things happen and it has a happy ending. So I'll just tell you that much. That's hopefully not spoiling it for you, but that's the thing. So yeah. All right. Number 10, A Christmas Story. So, you know, I wasn't a fan of Christmas Story for a while. I never really watched it. I knew about certain scenes of it. And so one day I said, okay, I'm going to watch the whole thing. And so I watched the whole thing and I loved it. I loved it. Oh, hang on. There's somebody knocking at my front door. Let's see who it is. It's Todd Christmas Clatter. How are you, sir? Welcome to the show. I don't hear audio yet. Oh, speak again.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, there you go. Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. No problem. David, if you figure out how to get connected, I will bring you in too. But I don't know what happened for David Ryan. David Ryan's awesome. I've been wanting to get him on the show for a while. And so I asked him, yeah, I'll do it. So we're going to figure it out. I tell him we'll troubleshoot it in a later date. He'll be on. I've been wanting to bring him on.
Real quick on that, I used the link you just sent me.
Yeah.
And it just spun. But then I went back to when I was on a week or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Used that link, which looked like it was the same. And here I am.
Oh, you know, I always worry about getting a different link every time. That's very interesting. Maybe I should send him that link. So, all right, we'll fight that battle here in a few minutes. But let's so I'm gonna go back to number 11 because I want to get your opinion about number 11. So, I am sure you have seen it. Have you seen the 12 Dates of Christmas?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's really fun. It's
a lot of fun. I love this movie.
Oh yeah,
it is. It's so crazy.
It is.
It's just so cute, but I'm such a big fan of Groundhog Day, and it's just really very much like it's Groundhog Day. So
yeah, there's a lot of Christmas movies that have that theme, but that's so much fun.
Yeah,
such a fun movie.
And then number 10 is A Christmas Story. I did watch the sequel that just came out this year on HBO Max, A Christmas Story. A Christmas Story Christmas, that's it. It's A Christmas Story Christmas. And while it was a little cringy at times, it had a good heart. And so I really did like it. So what would you think?
I haven't got to see the new one yet. Just with work being so crazy and doing the all that, it's just I haven't been able to carve out an hour and a half or whatever.
And everybody out there in the chat, you guys, tell me your favorite Christmas movies. I'm gonna ask you here in a minute. Number 9. So, White Christmas, Holiday Inn, which is secretly the same movie.
Yes.
They changed out, you know, a couple of the actors, but for all intents and purposes, it's the same movie. We have David Ryan in the house. David, can you hear me? Okay, I don't have audio yet, but let's see. All right, I'm gonna add an overlay and we'll get him in the mix here. All right. Oops. Where did it land? All right. Here we go. Duplicate. I hate when things go just a little weird. Hang on. There we go. All right. Edit. Oops. Not the one. Okay. Dupe. So what happens when you do things on the fly. All right. So if David gets audio, he's in. There you go. We can at least see his face. and know that, yes, I really did have a guest planned. I don't have any audio. It says you muted yourself. I don't know why. Okay, so anyway, but yeah, and both of them, of course, have Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, which is, I just said, my favorite Christmas song. Right. I do prefer, I do prefer White Christmas to Holiday Inn. Mainly because I like the military element that happens mm-hmm. in it, and they salute that general. I just think that's a really good story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit more, has a little bit more charity in it. Than
it does. It does. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, wait, yes, we can. Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. I switched to my iPhone as a backup, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
All right. I'll have to make some adjustments, but we'll make this work. It'll be awesome. My number eight movie, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Loved Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppet Christmas Carol. Yeah.
Probably the best Scrooge on screen. Scrooge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
It's Michael Caine. Come on.
Yeah.
He's great in everything. Even the stuff I hate, he's good in. Yeah. So. And then number seven, and I know there's a lot of debate about this, but number seven, Die Hard, is one of my favorite Christmas movies. And Todd and I did a special a couple weeks back where we talked about this. And then last year during Vlogmas, I posted a video where I demonstrate point by point why Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And I still haven't had time. But I believe it has more references to Christmas than Love Actually. So I'm going to prove it. I'm going to have to prove it. So and once I prove that, I will move it to the appropriate space. And then National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep. That's a classic.
It is a classic movie.
Absolute classic. Yep.
And these are all my opinion. These are not based on numbers. You know, I didn't get all scientific. Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. Or Die Hard Kids.
Die Hard for kids.
It's Die Hard for kids. After you told me that, totally makes sense.
I have found 24 similarities between these two movies so far.
Kevin's house is a Nakatomi building.
Right. Yeah.
Just think of it in that context and then watch Home Alone and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Die Hard for kids.
Yeah.
Elf.
Yes.
So yeah. I can watch Elf any time of the year.
Yes.
And this is the only Will Ferrell movie that I don't cringe while watching. He has, to me, he has so much heart playing this character.
Yeah.
That it's just so believable, even though I know it's unbelievable. So what do you guys think of that?
I love that movie.
Yeah. I agree. And however, I can watch Will Ferrell in Daddy's Home 2, which is another Christmas movie that is really great.
I have to watch that, Dan. I haven't watched that
I haven't seen that one either.
I haven't.
Yeah. You don't really need to see Daddy's Home 1 to get Daddy's Home 2. Okay. You figure it out pretty quick. So.
Good. That'll save me some trouble.
Yeah. And if you lost this, call off again.
I actually have a little personal connection to Elf because one of my classmates, I went to University of Arts, and my friend, who's an animator, did the opening with the when he's leaving the North Pole. Mm-hmm. He animated the narwhal and the penguins and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
The stop motion animator.
Wow. Oh wow!
Yeah, it's good friend of mine. Yeah. Really nice guy too.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic because they lend from the Rudolph special so much.
Yeah,
there's a good job capturing
totally
that.
The Rudolph Rankin Bass.
Yeah.
Right. So Pepper Tree Villa says, "Yay, Todd's here too." And then Tina Wan Kenobi says, a rundown of Christmas movies. Yes, I have to. A Christmas Story is my favorite. Okay. So, all right, everybody else out there, what is your favorite Christmas movie? I want to know. Number three, Miracle on 34th Street. It has to be the black and white one. I mean, I like Leslie Nielsen, but or is it Liam Neeson? No, Leslie Nielsen. Ooh. Let's get it right. in the modern one, but no. I mean, to me, the funniest part is that the guy that's the drunk Santa Claus at the beginning is the guy that does the voice for Winnie the Pooh, or did the voice for Disney's Winnie the Pooh. That's the funniest
that's
thing to
right.
me.
Yeah.
So I just love that. So anyway, this is my, you know, so I when you had Todd, you had the, you know, the black and white movie version. Did he mention this
right.
one? I think
yeah.
he did.
Yeah, so, we did.
So, David, have we come across your favorite movie yet?
Oh, we talked about Elf and Muppet Christmas Carol are right up there.
Okay.
You know?
All right. number two, Love Actually. So I do love Love Actually. I do love this movie, but I still say Die Hard is more of a Christmas movie. Love Actually is more of a feel-good Christmas movie. I will tell you that. Now, people didn't feel that good during Die Hard because a lot of people got shot. So, So anyway, and then my absolute favorite is It's a Wonderful Life. Okay, I know it's cliche at this point, but I just love this movie, and I just want the bad guy to get his comeuppance. They just need to do a sequel, just so. All I want is the scene where he gets his. I mean, Mr. Potter gets his. I mean, because he stole the $8,000 from his uncle. And caused all this problem, you know. Such
That's right.
an evil man,
yeah.
So evil, and we don't know if he gets his comeuppance, if karma kicks in and smacks him down. We don't know this. I mean, he's a miserable man already, so karma's kind of already gotten him. But you got to think, man, something has to happen to this guy. So
yeah, that
I
was
know
a, that
Saturday
was a
Live
sticking
did,
point in the rating system. They really wanted him to. You know, to have justice served, which they never did.
Yeah.
So
there was no justice in this movie. So
I guess at the time the life of George is more important than the $8,000. So
that is true. That is true.
Yeah.
So yeah. So those are my favorite Christmas movies. And now let's see. Make sure I got this set up right. Ta-da! All right. So now I want to we're gonna play a trivia game. If I haven't totally screwed everything up, let's go. All right. Trivia. Oh, I lost. Hang on. I got to add Dave back in the scene.
Yeah.
Hang on. Because now I've got to let's do this. Ta-da. Duplicate.
Nope, there's two of him.
I know. This is the easiest way to do it, is copy an existing
there
scene.
We
there we
go.
There we go. Now you're in. He can't make it easy, but it's just easier to just copy one and make another. So, all right, here we go. All right. So, for everybody that's out there, hope I didn't want to share, I want to present. We're going to do a trivia game.
All right.
The winner of this trivia game. So, you guys in chat, you're the ones that are eligible to play. I'm afraid my guests are not. I'll do something to make it up to you guys. But I have a $25 Visa gift card that if you're in the States... I will mail to you, and the winner can contact me at hello@techtroublemaker.live. We'll talk about that when we get there. All right, but we're going to have a trivia game, and so I need you guys to put your answers in the chat. First person with the right answer for each question gets a point. I got some paper here. I had an ink pen. That's okay. I will find another one. Here it is. I'm ready. I am ready to write. So I have 15 trivia questions. Let's start the first one, and we start now. First one to get the answer right gets a point. Person at the end with the most points is the winner of the $25 gift card, and I will send it to you in a beautiful Peanuts Christmas card. And so, yes. All right, first question. Where was baby Jesus born? Where was baby Jesus born? So let's go hit the chat. This is the fun part here. I need to, like, figure out a way to add chat in here. So we've started... who is Sterling Holloway? I want to know the answer. Who's Sterling Holloway? Anyway, I don't know. Pepper, we're curious. Tell us who Sterling Holloway is. And then Love Actually is Tina Wakanobi's first movie. In a Manger. All right. Let's see. Actually, I mean, that is technically correct. But what they were looking for is the town. What town was Jesus born in? But he was born in a manger. Actually, he was born and then placed in a manger, if you really want to be technical about it, because I mean, I guess he could have been born in a manger, but looked kind of small in all the drawings. Who knows? So, I got my first correct answer. Tina, I will give you half credit for that. You are technically correct. It is a manger. But I'll only give you half credit for that. But let's see. Pepper Tree Villa gets 1 point. Yes. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, as told by Isaiah in the book of Isaiah. So, all right. Next. I probably should have made this a PowerPoint so I could have put it in a window. Next question. What are the two most popular names for Santa Claus? The two most popular, that's the key word, most popular names for Santa Claus, besides Santa Claus. So, because in other parts of the world, he's called different things.
Papa Gigi.
I'm trying to remember what that was from. What was that from?
Santa Claus movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I was like, oh, man. All right. Okay. Oh, I got a Kris Kringle. So that is partially right. Wow, Pepper's kicking him out.
You got to watch Arnie there. And Doug. Those guys know what they're
and
talking
then,
about.
And then Tina gave Kris Kringle, which is the other. Okay, Tina, I'm going to give you half credit again on that. And then Florence, I'll give you half credit. So, all right. So right now, Pepper has 1.5 points. So, and Tina Wan Kenobi has half a point, and Florence has half a point. So, yep. Let's go to the next one. That's the fun part. I need to put it in a window. There we go. All right. Next question. What country did eggnog come from? What country did eggnog come from?
One with a lot of nausea.
One with a lot of nausea. Okay. Where did eggnog come from?
Delicious.
I love eggnog.
Yes.
I love it too, but it makes my stomach upset every time I drink
it. Oh, yeah. There's a limit. You have to drink in small quantities. It's definitely. So what country did eggnog come from? I should have some Jeopardy music playing right here. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get a copyright strike on that probably. Ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Yep. Let's try this song. Let me drop the volume down. This is the funky version of the 12 Days of Christmas. So. All right. Oh. I see a guess for Germany. I see a guess for France. Nope. Those are not it. I still don't have an answer. Keep guessing. I'm at the skip and go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll give it a few more seconds, and then I'm going to skip and come. It's better to get more questions answered than it is to sit on one question hoping somebody comes up with the answer. So
yeah.
I'm going to go to the next answer. Next question, I mean. All right. Next question. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the name of another holiday mascot? Which one of Santa's reindeer has the name of another holiday mascot? Oh, Tina came back with Britain. So, yes, Tina, you're right. So, now you have 1.5 points.
Of course it's British.
It was England. So, I'm singing the names. Yeah. Which one has the same name as a holiday mascot?
My least favorite holiday, I'll tell you that.
It is the opposite of Christmas, that's for sure. But it means well.
The opposite of Christmas.
There's still gifts given and you know, I just don't want to give too many clues away, but all right.
No.
Wow. I didn't think this was a tough question. Okay.
I just read.
I know.
It's not the opposite of Christmas. I was being silly. I'm sorry. It's not the opposite of Christmas. That'd be Satanmas. So Cupid, that's it. Wow. Yeah. Tina, you are okay, you got 2 points, Tina, but right now, Peppermill, you're still in the running because you're in the United States, so you'll get your gift a lot quicker than Tina will. So all right. Next question. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? I'm sure Todd knows the answer to this. David, don't guess yet, but you got any guesses? I will give you a hint. It was on my top 11 list.
I know which one it is.
All right. It was on my top 11 list. What is the number one grossing Christmas movie of all time? My music stopped. I need more music. There's a house in the screen. There is a house in the screen. Yes, that's true. That is true. There is a house in the screen. So. Home Alone. Yep, that's the answer. Home Alone. So, yep. All right. Peppermill has 2 points. 2 points. All right. Next question. Should have done this in PowerPoint. Yeah, I like Canva, but it takes too much effort to get back and forth to Canva to start again. All right. Next question. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving? This blew my mind when I heard this. I did not know this. It was originally actually written for Thanksgiving.
Yep, I know this one.
Yeah, where the song was written is actually a pretty heated discussion, too.
It's a Wonderful Life. Florence, I'm with you. I wish it were actually, It's a Wonderful Life actually bombed at the box office when it came out and didn't become popular until years later. So.
Yeah, when it became public domain and all the networks just aired it for free.
Yeah.
Because someone forgot to renew the copyright on it.
Yeah. They just didn't care that much about it to renew it.
Yeah, they're like, whatever.
Yeah. I'm on a phone call. Give me a minute to hang up on whoever it is. Just kidding. All right. It was originally a Thanksgiving song. All right. I'm going on to the next one. Somebody come back with the answer for that. We will give them credit. Next question. What do kids in Sweden leave for Santa? What do kids in Sweden leave for Santa? And I was going to say, kids, it's okay to leave this for me as well. So, y'all like my Santa hat?
Yeah.
I was going to wear a traditional hat, but then I have this one, so I'm wearing this one. So. I wore it last night. Lala, I was on Mommy Got Inc's show last night for her 13 days of Vlogmas. Let's see what we got. Jingle Bells. Yes, Jingle Bells is the answer. All right, so we got a new contestant.
An IKEA doll.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It does. Yeah, but Lillian, you've got 1 point. Let's see. Oh, time for dinner here. White chicken chili it is. Okay. Lillian says white chicken. White chicken chili is ready. Oh, you're going to miss the rest of the trivia. You can't eat and watch?
Are they leaving white chicken chili for Santa in Sweden?
Probably. I don't know. Could be. All right. We're going to come back to that one. What do they leave for Santa? So, in Sweden. All right. What is the most popular tree topper? What is the most popular tree topper? Maybe I should just show the whole page and just do it that way. It'll be faster that way. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Oh, what did somebody say? What did it say? Somebody said an angel. Yes, you are correct, Pepper. That is 3 points you have now. So, yes, angel is the most popular tree topper. Back here we go. Present. Next question. Who invented electric Christmas lights? Who invented electric Christmas lights? It's probably the only good thing he ever did. No, I'm kidding. Yes.
Or is who took credit for Christmas lights? Is that more the
that
answer?
Is probably yeah. That is probably correct. Yes.
Yeah.
That is probably correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Edison, back in yes, that time
wow,
when
wow, she is just knocking them out. So yeah. Pepper, you have 4 points. You're way out in the lead there. Let's get the next question up. All right. What three words best describe the Grinch? Oh, let's see what somebody said. Yeah, it's actually an angel. Let's see. Yep. So Pepper Tree said Edison, star. Star is the second most popular. That is absolutely correct. The star is. Humbug. No, that's not what the Grinch says. That would be Scrooge. Ah, man. Pepper is just blown away. Five points. Wow. Mm-hmm. That is the answer. Yes. Yeah, stink. Stink, stank, stunk.
You got to watch Arnie and Doug to let everybody know out there. They got like 32 and a half Christmas trees up in third place. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can see that. That would be awesome. All right. Is there another option? Play, presenter view, present record. Nope. I wish there was another option. I wish it like a present in a window. All right. The next question is, when was the first Christmas card sent? When was the first Christmas card sent? This is going to take a little Googling.
Wow. These are tough questions.
Good. Yeah. Well, you know, there's money on the line. You don't want to make it easy. Right. Anybody can.
Exactly.
You know? All right. Anybody know when the first Christmas card was sent? I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do. Well, it's really lovely to, you know, just do the little slides and stuff. I'll just do a PDF and just present that. That way it'll go faster. All right, here we go. Of course, now I have to go tell my machine here. We're going to do, hang on, out of the way. Now we're going to do preview. That's interesting. There we go. All right. When was the first Christmas card sent? Yeah, this will be much easier. So let's go see.
You ever go back and look at those old Christmas cards? Because some of them aren't. You wouldn't even be able to tell they're Christmas cards.
Let's see. Yeah, Pepper Tree Villa wants to know if you know this one.
I can guess. I don't remember, but
and Tina says first sent during Christmas. Yes, I'm going to say that's probably true.
It was a parchment from one of the three wise men.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know
Christmas
if I remember
in the early 1900s. That's close. That is close.
I was thinking it was a little bit earlier than that.
It was earlier than that. It's earlier than you think it would be.
Yeah. Can I give you a guess?
Go for it.
If I remember right, I want to say it was like 1844 or something like that.
Oh, that is really close.
Ah.
Yeah, you were late. No, it wasn't late 1800s. I will tell you, Todd was so close. He's almost burning up.
I knew it.
You only missed it by 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was thinking, was it 1843? Because that was my first guess, but I second guessed myself.
It was 1843. It was 1843. Okay. All right, we'll go to the next question. Okay, next one. All right. It goes, what fairy tale inspired gingerbread houses? 1845. Tina, I'm going to give you a point because you're really close. So that's 3 points for Tina. Pepper, you're still in the lead with 5 points. Leland's got one, and Florence got half a point. So we'll say 18:45. Yeah, it's really close. Pepper came out quick. Hansel and Gretel. That is definitely true. Hansel and Gretel. So that's 6 points for Pepper. Wow. Okay. All right. Yep. And then Tina came in with Hansel and Gretel also right after she did. So that's cool. What country is the largest exporter of Christmas trees?
Exporter. Wow.
They ship them out. Export means go out. This is real trees, not artificial trees. So it's probably a totally different company. Is the country is the largest exporter of artificial trees. Christmas, probably, you know, probably China or Taiwan for
artificial trees.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, she's got another one. Yes, it is Canada. Wow, 7 points. Wow, that is awesome. So next. What day after Christmas is the day after Christmas is celebrated as what? December 26th. Now, admittedly, not so much in the United States. It's more in other countries. I want it to be, though. I'd like to give the UPS guy and the mail guy presents to say thank you for bringing me all the stuff. Yeah. Tina says we only mostly use artificial. I'm with you. You know, it's a... And Pepper's right again. Wow, Boxing Day. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, 8 points. Yeah,
we need to adopt the Boxing Day.
We do.
The day after Christmas is such a wonderful day to take a big deep breath that I think everybody needs to.
This is the last question. What are the three gifts the wise men gave baby Jesus? Last question for the win.
Oh.
It's bubble gum, Pop Rocks, and peppermint.
I had bubble gum, Pop Rocks, and Nerds. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I know. So. I was expecting a quicker answer to this one.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a word they're trying to figure out how to spell.
The spelling count?
Yeah. Tina says myrrh, frankincense, and gold. So, Pepper was there first. Okay, yeah, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You are absolutely right, Pepper. Pepper is the winner with 9 points. No, congratulations, Pepper. Send me your contact info. I'll post my email address here. It's also in my channel, but it's hello@techtroublemaker.live. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram, and I'm out there. But Tina said, Pepper, just take his wallet. Pepper is on fire. Well, yeah. Tina. All right. Well, congratulations. Our winner is Tina. So, yeah. And the winner is Pepper Tree Villa. So that is fantastic. Congratulations, and thank you so much for playing. You'll be getting a $25 Visa gift card, and just thank you so much. Send me your contact info. Todd will tell you I'm mostly nice, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good for it. So,
you should check out their live stream sometime.
Check out my live stream. Yeah, we have a good time. So, okay. So next up, I wanted to do this. And hang on, I gotta add a guest here. Hang on. Duplicate. So I wanted to do a fun thing, and I was going to read the script from when Linus gets on stage from Charlie Brown, because Charlie Brown Christmas is my favorite Christmas TV show. Second runner up is the Christmas episode of, Ted Lasso. The Ted Lasso Christmas episode is my second favorite. I have others, but it's just an amazing episode. And it actually has an homage to Love Actually in it, so it's kind of funny. So, all right. So I have the script pulled up. Of course, I knew you guys were going to join. I sent it to you ahead of time. I was gonna get somebody to play Charlie Brown. I was gonna play Linus. I know that's presumptuous. I probably should be Charlie Brown. So.
I played Linus in the school play.
You're qualified then. I should send the script to you. So I have the script. All right. So I don't know if I can do the voice of Charlie Brown, but I'm gonna try. We'll see. Now I know I can't do the voice of Charlie Brown, but I'll try. So Charlie Brown says, "I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about." And then he's, "Is there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And then Linus walks out on stage. He says, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." And then he moves toward the center stage. "Lights, please." The lights dim, and the spotlight shines on Linus. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not." And then Linus drops his blanket. See, that's very significant. He literally says, "Fear not." And the very thing that he uses for security, he drops.
Never noticed that.
Oh, go ahead.
I said I never noticed that.
I know. There's so much. When you watch it, there's so many Easter eggs. "For behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel with a multitude of heavenly hosts, praise God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's Luke 2:8-14, King James Version, if you're wondering. And then there's a silent pause. Elias picks up his blanket. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
So, I know. Congratulations, Pepper. Thanks. Love the Christmas. I know. It was weird. It came out in July. So, that was my Charlie Brown Christmas homage there. I have two other things that I wanted to show. I ran into Santa Claus this week. All right, you're live. Well, not live, but
ho ho ho, Merry Christmas!
So now I have one more thing to show you. So my daughter Alyssa, hang on, I'll make room for everybody. So my daughter Alyssa doesn't believe in Santa Claus. And I'm really sad about that. Tina wants to know, okay, cool. Thanks. I will get it to you. Okay, let me add another duplicate. Because we want David and all this stuff. David, I've got to get you on to my content creators meetup too. One episode. I definitely want to bring you on there.
I have to make some content first.
You do, man. I love your stuff you do on Instagram. So, and then I watch you on Facebook as well. So, yeah. In case you don't know, Dave is spooling around. He does some amazing creations. I've seen the costumes he makes for his kids and stuff. So it's like really cool stuff. And he can't tell you what he does for a living, but it involves making cool things for people. If he tells you, he has to shoot you. So he may be working for the Secret Service. I'm not sure. Or CIA or something. But anyway. So my daughter suddenly says that Santa Claus doesn't exist. And I'm like, hey. Yes, Tina, I promise Santa's okay. You're going to find out here in just a second. So when I ran to Santa, Santa said, oh, I know your daughter doesn't believe in me anymore. And I said, oh, it's true. It's true. And so you want to talk to her? So I recorded this for her. So I'm going to go to that video. We won't be talking to her. So here it goes. I'm going to play this.
Hello, Alyssa. I know you stopped believing in me, but I haven't stopped believing in you. But don't forget, I'll be checking my list twice though this year. I hope you've been nice for mom and dad. Love you, Lisa.
So, I haven't shown my daughter that yet.
That's great.
But anyway, I'm going to show it to her. I've been saving it because I'm like, well, you know. So, anyway, but it was really cool. I ran to Santa Claus and he wanted me to give her that message. So, that's the message for my daughter that, hey, he still believes in her even if she doesn't believe in him.
Right. Santa's a sharp dresser.
He is. He is very snappy. I am really impressed. Of course, he told me, being down here instead of North Pole, it was really hot because the velvet is just really hot. Like, you need to get back up with the reindeer. It is too cold. And Mrs. Claus, because it's just, yeah. So here we are. We're all hanging out at the mall. But that's it. That's my Christmas special. And thank you guys for coming on. David, I'm sorry we had so much technical trouble, but I'm excited that you finally figured whatever it was out and you made it here. And Todd, thanks for jumping in as a stand-in.
Hey, no problem.
You are the spirit of Christmas, and so, yep, it was a good comeback. Santa Claus is smart. I like that guy. That's why I like waiting up for him when he gets here and making sure the kids are all asleep when he goes. So everybody, go watch your favorite Christmas movie. Go listen to your favorite Christmas music. Go watch Charlie Brown Christmas. Then get access to Ted Lasso on Apple TV and watch it. I promise you. It's a lot of fun. So, and then when you're done, go over to Todd's channel. You got to see all the cool stuff. He's doing an advent where he's breaking out a new toy every day. Really cool on his advent calendar. Good stuff. And then go to my channel and look for the 13 Days of Christmas and watch that video. It's really funny. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for being on my show. And Tina Wan says, happy good hump. Have a good hump day, because she's in Philippines, so it's already 11 a.m. there. So I have to work on my math. So, all right, thank you so much, everybody. Y'all have a wonderful Christmas, and I promise I'll go back doing tech stuff next week. So, because I literally have people like unsubscribe and start thinking you turned it to a Christmas channel, didn't you? Because I've been posting every day a little like, hey, I'm going live in so many days. So anyway, all right, thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.